弟兄姊妹，新年好。
Happy New Year, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，主又给我们还有一个新的年头。
Thank the Lord that we have another new year.
给我们有在跟随他的机会。
So we have opportunity to follow after him.
也给我们有好好寻求他的机会。
And we have opportunity to really pursue and seek him.
愿主祝福我们的新的机会。
May God bless this new opportunity before him.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们的生命、气息、动作、存留，都是在乎你。
Lord, our breath, our movement, our survival, our living is all before you.
你是给我们健康，是给我们力量，是给我们日子，都是为着你的旨意。
You give us health, days, and strength, and this is all to live your will.
我们求你，真是使你的旨意。借着我们这些残缺有限的人，但是可以行在地上，如同行在天上。
We pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, even though we are full of weakness.
我们求你在一年开头的时候向我们的心说话。
We pray that in this new year's beginning, you could speak your words into our hearts.
像说话的，像翻译的，像听话的说话。
Please speak to the one who speaks, the one who translates, and the one who listens.
我们求你触摸我们的心。
Please touch our hearts.
让我们今天没有遇见你，就不能满足。
So that we won't be satisfied until we have met you.
求你照着我们需要的，你来遇见我们。
We pray that you meet us according to our needs.
使我们能够带着你丰盛的同在回去。
So that we can be filled with your wonderful presence as we go home.
使我们可以照着你的旨意，照着你所带领来跟随你自己。
So that we can follow after you according to your will and leading.
谢谢你给我们这样的机会，求你使这个机会你能得荣耀。
Thank you for giving us this opportunity. May you get the glory through this opportunity.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们读两处的圣经。
Let's read two passages of scripture.
都在彼得前书。
They're all in First Peter.
第二章是约翰第二章第五节。
Let's read First Peter chapter 2:5.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣。基督借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
第九节。
And verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
彼得前书是彼得写的。
First Peter was written by the Apostle Peter.
特别是在他快要去世之前写的。
And this was written right before he died.
我们知道彼得是在福音上，在教会的服事上，有最深入投入的其中一个。
We know that Peter contributed a lot to the church and the gospel.
所以他在彼得前书呢，我觉得写彼得前书对我的帮助很大。
First Peter has been of great help to me.
我在读彼得前书的时候哈，我有一个新的领受。
When I've been reading First Peter, I've had a new enlightenment.
我们读马太福音第五章第三到第十二节，就是八福或九福。
When we read Matthew, the Beatitudes, chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount.
那里八福或九福，我们读了，但是好像我们有一个很强的印象，但又好像那个具体的内容呢，有时候好像又摸不太实际。
When we read the Beatitudes, we often have a strong impression after reading them, but we're not sure of the content.
但是当我反复的读彼得前书的时候呢，我就发现呢，主感动的彼得，借着圣灵的启示，他把这八福或九福呢，把它展开在这个彼得前书里面。
But when I read 1 Peter, I find that Peter, through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, has laid out the content of the Beatitudes from Matthew.
当然我今天并不详细解释这个东西。
Today we won't discuss this very thoroughly.
不过我只是提醒弟兄姊妹，你可以回去看一看，你仔细看看彼得前书，你仔细想一想呢，那马太福音第三节到第十二节之间那所有的话，你对照看看就知道。
But I encourage brothers and sisters to go home and really look over Matthew chapter 5, 3 to 12, those Beatitudes, and compare it to 1 Peter.
那在彼得前书里面有一句很重要的话，就是第二章第九节。
Now there's an important word in 1 Peter, and that's verse 9 in chapter 2.
他说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
It says, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
这一讲的你们不是讲圣品人，是讲每一个得救的人。
When it says you, it's talking about all those who are saved, not us only an elite group of people.
所以我们每一个得救人都是被神拣选的族类。族类代表什么？一个新生命的一个族类。
So when we are all saved, we become part of this holy nation or chosen people.
而这族我们是被拣选回来，彰显神给我们那个新造的生命。
And we are called so that we can manifest this new life that God has put in us.
我们是特殊的一群。
We are a special people.
没有得着救恩。没有这个得拯救的人，他不是这个族类。
Those who are not saved are not part of this people.
所以，我们需要求主启示我们这个宝贵。
So we need God to reveal to us how precious this is.
是被神拣选的。
To be chosen by God.
这个呢是特殊的一群。
This is a special people.
虽然我们自己觉得自己不特殊。
We may think that we're not special.
但在神看来是非常特殊。
But in God's eyes, we are very special.
这个特殊就是要把神那永远的生命彰显在地上。
Because this uniqueness is to take God's will and manifest it on earth.
所以永生不是将来的。
So eternal life is not just about the future.
永生是今天在信的人里面。
Eternal life is happening in those of us who believe.
所以如果这个信的人他顺着这个永生的生命之火去活呢，他就把永生的那个性质显出来。
So if we who believe we live according to this eternal life in us, then we're manifesting the nature of eternal life.
而且神也借着这永远的生命来带领我们认识这位永远的神。
And God also uses this eternal life to help us understand our eternal Father, our Lord.
所以很明显的告诉我们，就是说，我们如果不是顺着生命的路去，我们根本不认识我们的神，也当然没有办法认识耶稣基督。
So if we do not follow after this life, this eternal life, then we can never understand or know God the Father or His Son Jesus.
所以这是被拣选的特别的一个族类。
So this is what marks a chosen people, a special, a holy nation.
所以我们要为这个很感谢主。
So we should really thank the Lord for this.
你今天是在全世界当中非常非常特别的一群人。
You are among all peoples all over the world. You are a very special people.
然后呢，是君尊的祭司。
You are also a royal priesthood.
君尊是什么意思？就是做王的。
What does it mean to be royal? It means you are part of the king's blood.
不但是有永远的生命，而且这生命是做王的生命。
You not only have eternal life, but you have the life of a king.
君尊的祭司是代表主给我们一个新的职分。
A royal priesthood means that God has given us a new position.
不管你现在在地上从事任何的职业。
You might have different positions on earth.
也许你是帮人家修指甲的。
Maybe you work in a nail salon.
也许你好像在机场里面是清洁的。
Maybe you work in the airport cleaning up.
或者你在公司里面当董事长。
Or perhaps you have a high position in a company.
甚至有的甚至主把他抬举到可以做领导人，全国的领导人。
Some people have a leading position in a country.
但这是地上的。
But these are all positions on earth.
但是神给我们一个新的职分，就是不管你地上有什么职业，你有一个职分就是君尊的祭司。
But God has given us position that does not depend, has nothing to do with our positions on earth. This position is the royal priesthood.
君尊的祭司就是做王的祭司，就是把神的王权从天上的宝座带到地上来。
To be a royal priest is to bring God's authority from heaven onto earth.
你不觉得这很宝贵吗？
Don't you think this is very precious?
掌管宇宙万有至高的主，他的至高的权柄要借着这些君尊的祭司带到地上来。
God's sovereign authority, his power over all of earth and heaven is going to be brought down onto earth.
也把我们这些好像对他认识不清楚或者还没有开始认识他的带到这位至高的主面前。
And also us who do not understand the Lord that well, we are brought up into heaven to sit with him too.
使我们不但得救，而且我们将来也可以做王。
So that we are not only saved, but one day we will reign with him as king.
你不觉得这个职分很高很大吗？
Don't you think this position is so high and great?
这个职分很宝贵吗？
This position is very precious.
这是神给我们的职分。
This is the position God has given us.
是圣洁的国度。
It's a holy priesthood, a royal priesthood.
这是讲神的国度，也是讲这个，当然这里面讲了神的权柄，也讲了神赐给的生命。
This talks about God's authority, but also about His life that He has given us.
神的国度今天怎么认识呢？
What about this holy nation? How do we understand it?
神的国度在现在在世人眼中是看不见的。
Right now, God's holy kingdom cannot be seen; it's not visible to people on earth.
但神的国度在教会里面应该实际的。
But God's kingdom is very much a reality in the church.
所以神在天掌权，神也在地掌权。
So God has sovereign authority in heaven and also on earth.
神是圣洁的神，教会是应该是圣洁的教会。
God is a holy, blameless God, and so the church must be a holy, blameless church.
所以不义的人不能进神的国，所以教会里面不应该有不义。
So those who are not righteous cannot enter the kingdom of God. In the same way, the church cannot have anyone who is not righteous.
这表示我们今天每一个人，我们都拿了一个特殊的护照。
So that means we all have a special passport, each one of us.
这个护照是没有纸片的。
This is not a visible paper passport.
但是蒙恩得救人，你都被带到神的国度里面。
But all of us who are saved, who have been saved by God's grace, have been brought into this kingdom of heaven.
所以我们应当欢喜的，能够来见证神的国在我们当中。
So we must witness God's kingdom here on earth with rejoicing.
这是主离开世界以前对他的门徒一而再再而讲的，就是要把国度的见证带到地上来。
This is something God, Jesus had spoken again and again to his disciples before he went up into heaven, which is to bring the kingdom of heaven onto earth.
所以我们虽然活在这个世界当中，我们却不属于这个世界。
So that's why we live in this world, but we are not of the world.
虽然我们吃的喝的跟这世界上人差不多，但是我们不是属于这个世界的。
Perhaps we eat and drink similar to those people who are living in this world, but we are still not of the world.
我们里面要像彼得这么样清楚，我们在地上是做客旅、做寄居的。
In our hearts, we must be very clear, just like Peter says, that we are only visitors, wanderers, travelers here on earth.
我们地上的年日就好像那个草或者树，一段时间就要过去的。
Our days on earth are like grass, which withers and passes away.
如果我们不注意呢，这个可能怎么就是完全没有意义的过去了。
If we are not careful, our days on earth may just pass by without any meaning.
但是我们如果蒙主的怜悯，我们的日子呢，可以变成把我们带到主国度里面的丰富。
But by God's grace, our days on earth can be brought into the fullness of the kingdom of heaven.
把我们带到永世的丰富。
To be brought into the eternity fullness of God.
所以这是非常宝贵的。
This is very precious.
今天我们如果能够把神的国度见证在地上，如同在天上，神要非常的满意。
If we can witness God's heavenly kingdom on earth, then God will be fully satisfied.
然后呢，他说要叫我们宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
It says here that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
宣扬这个字很特别。
The word declare is very special here.
当然我们讲到宣扬就是我出去传福音啊，我出去讲啊，我出去说啊。
Often we think of declare as in going out and preaching the gospel to speak with words.
但宣扬这个字呢，不只是说而已，是这个人呢成为他的信息，他所说的那个信息。
But this word declare is not just about speaking with words, but that the person becomes the message.
所以就不只是个人，而且是团体成为那个信息。
Not only the individual, but the whole community, a group of people can become the message.
那彼得呢，在告诉我们怎样宣扬以前呢，他前面告诉我们，在宣扬之前要有预备的。
Now Peter, in talking about declaring, he talks about how we must prepare ourselves to declare.
这个预备呢，在彼得前书第一章一直到第二章的第十节。
From chapter 1 through chapter 2, verse 10, it talks about how to prepare yourself.
三个主要重点。
There's three main points.
第一个重点就是这个宣扬的人他必须要得着魂的救恩。
The first main point is that this person who's going to declare God's glory has to have the salvation of the soul.
第一章第九节说信心的果效就是魂的救恩。
In chapter 1, it says that the result of faith is the salvation of the soul.
所以在宣扬之前，这一个人是不但是灵里得救了，他的魂也要得救。
So the person who is going to go out to declare, he has to not only experience the salvation of the spirit, but also salvation of the soul.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹有碰到这种情形哈，我们说啊说啊说这样说呢，结果说完之后，我做的跟说的相反。
Can you think of this situation where we often talk about God or talk about things, but we often live out exactly contrary to what we've been talking about?
那就是这个说的人还没有到他说的东西上面。
That means this person, even though they can speak, they haven't actually lived it out yet.
所以第一个要得着的，要进入那个魂的救恩。
So the first thing you must enter is the salvation of the soul.
第二方面要得着的。他要真正的认识基督。
The second main point is that this person must truly know Christ.
我们虽然都称耶稣基督的名，都口称耶稣基督的名，但是我们对耶稣基督的认识，我们必须承认，我们还是很少。
We all can say the name of Christ with our mouths, but often our true understanding of Christ is very little.
这个认识呢？使得他能够照着他所认识的，像耶稣基督一样活在神面前。
This understanding of Christ is what makes the person able to live before God, just like Christ has lived.
所以我们如果所认识的主，我们说我们认识他，但我们却活出不像他呢，那我们的认识没有达到所要我们神所要我们达到的那个认识。
So if we say we understand God, but we live contrary to what God wants.Then our understanding has not reached the point of reality.
所以这个都是我们每一个人的功课。
So this is a lesson for each one of us.
我们需要继续的认识耶稣基督。
We must continue to understand and know Christ.
然后照着他的生命的那个形象呢，活在我们的里面，活出来。
And then we must live out the likeness of Christ in our lives.
第三方面的重点。
The third main point.
就是神要把教会建造成为灵宫。
Is that God wants to build up the church into a spiritual house.
然后借着这个灵宫，圣献上神所悦纳的灵祭。
And through the spiritual house, we can offer spiritual sacrifices to God.
彼得是大有恩赐的人。
Peter is one who is gifted much by God.
但是呢，他告诉我们，虽然他是大有恩赐，但是他要活在灵宫的实际。
Even though Peter has so many gifts from God, he must still live in the reality of the spiritual house.
也就是说，他虽然大有恩赐，但他在神面前，他仍然是那个被建造的那一位。他是被建造的，他不是代替神的。
So even though he has all these gifts, he is still being built upon as part of this spiritual house. He is not the one replacing God, the builder.
所以他以他亲身的实际亲身的经历告诉我们，不管你的恩赐再大，不管你的责任再大，不管你的服事再有果效，但你仍然是那一个被建造的那一位。So
he tells us here, no matter how great your gifts are, how great your responsibilities are, how great your works are, you are still someone who is being built upon.
所以既然是被建造的那一位，他就在跟其他被建造的是一样的，他应该是接受神第一手的工作。
So if you are being built by God, you are equal to everyone else. You are the same as everyone else. You are still undergoing what God is working on you.
所以不但是神在个人身上工作，神要在团体身上工作。
So God does not only work on the individual, but also us as a community.
所以在这三方面如果有够强的基础，这个宣扬，那招我们出黑暗，入奇妙光明者的美德，这个宣扬才会真正的带来属天的果效。
So these three main points must be our foundation so that we may, after reaching these, declare the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His wonderful light.
你知道我们传福音常常遇到个情形，就是人啊，信不信？好，信了之后受信不受尽，受尽之后再见，通通不见人。
Now, there is a reality that happens when we are preaching the gospel, that we bring someone to the Lord, they believe, and then they are baptized, but then they say goodbye. We never see them again.
我们想一想，我们在神面前有多少果效？
We must think, how much fruit do we have before the Lord?
可能不够。
Perhaps it is not enough.
神要建造成为灵宫。
God wants to build us together as a spiritual house.
这个被救回来的要成为灵宫的材料。
The one who is saved has to become part of the materials for this spiritual house.
不但救回来成为灵宫的材料，救回来的也成为君尊的祭司。
This one who is saved is not only material for the spiritual house, but also becomes a royal priest.
被救回来的也可以献上神所悦纳的灵祭。
And then the one who is saved can also offer spiritual sacrifices to the Lord.
所以从得救到献上神所悦纳的灵祭。 这里需要有过程的。
So there is this process from the point of salvation to being able to offer spiritual sacrifices to God.
需要接受神工作的。
We must accept the work, the spiritual work God is working in us.
那我们今天先看看魂的救恩。
Let's first look at the salvation of the soul today.
魂的救恩怎么得着呢？
How do we reach the salvation of the soul?
如果我们读这个马太福音那个八福哈，第一个福是什么？
Do you remember the first of the Beatitudes?
虚心人有福了，因为天国是他们的。这是中文翻译。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
英文的翻译是，灵里贫穷人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So the English translation is, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
所以进天国从哪里开始呢？
So how do we enter the kingdom of heaven?
得到天国实际从哪里开始呢？
How do we accept the reality of the kingdom of heaven?
灵,
it's from the spirit.
这个灵是贫穷的。
This has to be someone who is poor in spirit.
不是一点点贫穷，是极其贫穷，贫穷到一个地步，你非求神不可。
This poor is talking about being in an impoverished situation where you have to seek the Lord.
所以这个。 要经历主的生命呢，是从灵里面开始。
So in order to experience the Lord, we must start from the Spirit.
那彼得在彼得前书第一章第二节说，Now
in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2 it says,
就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵成为圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人，愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们。
It says, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by His blood, grace and peace be yours in abundance.
所以彼得他也经历到圣灵在他里面的重要，进入灵里面的重要。So
Peter has experienced the importance of the Spirit, of entering into the Spirit.
怎么叫我们这个人成圣洁呢？
How do we become holy and blameless in spirit?
怎么叫我们这个人分别为圣呢？
How do we become sanctified?
圣灵在我们灵里面的工作。
It's the Holy Spirit's work in our hearts, in our spirit.
不是根据我们自觉的判断。
It's not according to our own judgment based on our minds.
不是根据我们读了多少的书，或者给自己有多少的框框架架。
It's not according to how many books we've read or how many structures we give ourselves.
而是圣灵要在我们身上带领我们。
It's just the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
所以你只要会顺服圣灵，哎，你就很自然就分别为圣了，就圣洁了。
So if you know how to follow the Holy Spirit, then you can be sanctified.
甚至你还不懂那个道理的时候，你都可以圣洁。
Even if you don't quite understand all the reasoning, you can be sanctified.
当然，如果我们明白神的旨意，那是更好，那是更能够明白圣灵在我们身上的工作。
Of course, if we do understand with our minds the will of God, then it's even better, so we can understand God's sanctifying work in our lives.
所以这里讲说，借着圣灵成为圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督。这个以致就是进入顺服耶稣基督。
It says through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ. This for means into. We're going into obedience.
在彼得前书里有一个用词，有一个进入这个词，很特别。
In 1 Peter, this word into is used very specially.
这好像我们救恩的经历是一个阶段，进入另外一个阶段，再进入另外一个阶段，再进入另外一个阶段。
It's like our salvation is working in these different stages. We go from one into another, into another.
我只给大家看一下哈，如果你们注意一下就可以知道。
I'll point this out to you all so that you can notice this.
第一个讲说进入借着圣灵成为圣洁，进入顺服耶稣基督。
The first is when we are sanctified by the work of the Spirit, and then we go into obedience to Jesus Christ.
然后到第三节的后面说，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。这个有就是进入活泼的盼望。
And then in verse 3, He has given us new birth into a living hope.
所以你的盼望不是想出来的，是神把你带进去的。
So this hope is not something you come up with in your own mind, but something God leads you into.
啊，不只是这样。第四节说，可以得着，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残。这个可以得着，这个得着是进入那个字，进入不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残。
And in verse 4 it says, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. Here again, an into.
所以这都不是我们去定义的，这是什么？你会顺服圣灵，他就带你进入，再进入。
So these are not stages that we come up with, but that when we are following the Holy Spirit, He leads us into these different things.
然后第四节的后半部说，为你们存留在天上的基业，这个为你们就是进入在天上的基业。
And then the later part of verse 4, it says, kept in heaven for you, and we are being kept going into this kind of heavenly inheritance.
就好像亚伯拉罕被带进入迦南，他就什么？他进去，但是他也没有看迦南全部，但他已经进在里面了。
Just like Abraham being led into the land of Canaan, he has not seen all of Canaan, but he is already being led into it.
所以今天我们也是被主带进去，虽然我们好像还是不太清楚，但是你可以进去啊。所以这是一个阶段一个阶段。
So in the same way, God leads us into these different stages one by one.Even though we are not sure of everything, we don't understand everything, but we are led into it.
然后第五节，你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必然得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。这个得着就是进入那个字。
And it says in verse 5, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. Again, the salvation is also an into process.
弟兄们，我不想你看到这个进入这个词哈，你的感受是怎么样？我的感受，我觉得，哎呀，我在神面前还很放心啊。
Now, how do you brothers and sisters feel about this word into? My feeling is that it makes me rest in the Lord.
我不需要是一个很聪明的人。
I do not have to be a very smart person.
我不需要超越常人的那些的有天赋啊，或者有能力啊。
I do not have to have special gifts or talents.
我只要什么？主怎么带我怎么进就可以了。
All I have to do is to follow wherever the Lord leads me into.
然后他说进入末世要显现的救恩，不是我自己想办法怎么去编这个东西，我只要进去就可以了。
And it says that we are led into this coming of the salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. We don't have to come up with this, think about this. But we, as long as God leads us into it, then we're there.
不知道你看到这里会不会觉得顺服圣灵是很宝贵的？
Don't you feel that following the Holy Spirit is a very precious thing?
你会觉得顺服主，受主的带领，让主一步一步引导我们是非常宝贵的。
To obey the Lord, to have Him lead us step by step, it's a very precious thing.
他带我们进入，再进入，我们没想到，但他要带我进入。
He leads us into one place, then into another. We haven't even thought about this, but He is leading.
好，那再看下面第七节哈。
Then let's look at verse 7.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
得着这个字又是进入。
Here, to gain is also, or to result in, is also an into kind of process.
所以被主称赞，带到荣耀里面去，带到尊贵，是被带进去的。
So to reach this praise, glory, and honor before Jesus Christ is also a leading of God.
不是我们用被主带领的以外的东西去得着的。
We don't obtain these things by any means other than God's own leading.
所以进入被称赞，进入荣耀，进入尊贵的那个光景。
So we enter into praise and into glory and into honor.
真是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
然后呢，下面还有一个，就是第八节。
So let's look at verse 8.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他；如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来。
Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
因为相信他，因为爱他，因为相信他，就进入说不出来满有荣光的大喜了。So
even though you have not seen him, you love him, and you are brought into this inexpressible and glorious joy.
如果是我们被带进入的。
If we are being led into this, is there anything we have planned? Is it according to our own wisdom?
No.
There is nothing like that.
能够接受他的带领，能够他带我进入，我就进入。
Our most important thing to remember is to follow, to accept God's leading. Wherever He leads us, we go into.
我们得不着，是因为我们 不愿意接受他的带领，进不去。
Often we cannot gain something because we do not accept his leading. We cannot enter into.
但我们如果愿意把自己交在他的手中，虽然我们很软弱，常常失败，但是他还是可以制作我们，使我们从不能变成可以进入。
Even though we are often weak and failing, if we are willing to put our lives into his hands, he can change us and make our not possible into something that is entering into his leading.
就是连顺服都是刚才我们讲第一个就是顺服嘛，连顺服都是被带进去的。
Even obedience is something you have to be led into.
所以顺服都不是我们自己把自己强迫然后这样成功的。
So even obedience is not something we can force on ourselves to make ourselves do it.
那我在看诗篇第139篇，我得到很大的帮助。
Let's also look at Psalm 139. I've been helped greatly by this as well.
也许我们弟兄姊妹一同看一下。Let's
look at it together, brothers and sisters.
我们把整篇哈，但读过有个印象，好不好？
Let's read the whole psalm so that we have an impression of the psalm.
好，诗篇139篇，第一节，耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我。O
Lord, you have searched me and you know me.
我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。 你从远处知道我的意念。
You know when I sit and when I rise, you perceive my thoughts from afar.
我行路，我躺卧，你都细察，你也深知我一切所行的。
You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways.
耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。
Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord.
你在我前后环绕我，按手在我身上。
You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me.
这样的知识奇妙，是我不能测的，至高是我不能及的。
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain.
我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里逃躲避你的面？
Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?
我若升到天上，你在那里；我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。
If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there.
我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住。
If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea.
就是在那里，你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。
Even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast.
我若说黑暗必定遮蔽我，我周围的亮光必成为黑夜。
If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me.
黑暗也不能遮蔽我，使你不见。黑夜却如白昼发亮，黑暗和光明在你看都是一样。
Even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you.
我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中，你已覆庇我。
For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb.
我要称贤，因我受造，奇妙可畏。你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。
I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well.
我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络。那时，我的形体并不向你隐藏。
My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth.
我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。
Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。
How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them.
我若数点，比海沙更多。我睡醒的时候，仍和你同在。
Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you.
神啊，你必要杀戮恶人，所以你们好流人血的，离开我去吧。
If only you would slay the wicked, O God, away from me, you bloodthirsty men.
因为他们说恶言顶撞你，你的仇敌也妄称你的名。
They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name.
耶和华，恨恶你的，我岂不恨恶他们吗？攻击你的，我岂不憎嫌他们吗？
Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you?
我切切地恨恶他们，以他们为仇敌。
I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts.
看我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting.
这一章圣经是我很喜欢的其中一章。
This passage is one that I really love.
哎呀，神把我们看得透透透，真的是透。
God just sees us thoroughly.
而且这个被看透哈，是有福的被看透。
Now for God to see through us like this, it's a very blessed thing.
神不是来咒诅我们。神把我们让我们知道他是全知全能的，他无所不在无所不能，他是要把我们带到荣耀去的。
This is not God cursing us, but rather He is one who knows all, who there is nothing He cannot know, nowhere He cannot be, and He wants to lead us in the life everlasting.
所以他一开始就是被神鉴察，被神认识。
So from the beginning, the psalmist is being searched by God and known by God.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有亲身经历神鉴察你？
Brothers and sisters, have you experienced God searching you?
你有没有真正感受到神真的很认识你?
Have you really felt that God really knows you?
我记得我刚开始的时候，我感受到这一点的时候，我整个人都发现我不晓得往哪里躲啊。
When I first experienced this, God knowing me so well, I felt like there was nowhere I could hide.
这不是别人吓我，这是神，他让我真的觉得我从里面得到震撼。This
is not a fear experienced because of other people, but this is God's fear being put in me.
你从远处知道我的意念。From
afar, you know my thoughts.
你也深知我一切所行的。
You discern my going out, my lying down. You're familiar with all my ways.
我舌头上的话, 你没有一句不知道的。
Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord.
你在我前后环绕我。
You hem me in behind and before.
你按手在我身上。
You have laid your hand upon me.
这是我初初得救的时候就已经经历到。
When I first became saved, I experienced this.
现在, 这样的经历是更加的多。
And now this experience occurs even more frequently.
那大卫呢, 他经历这个, 他说什么? 他说这样的知识奇妙,是我不能测的。
When David experienced this, he declares, such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain.
你这神真是奇妙的神。
God is such a wonderful God.
在我们里面, 在我们周围, 你们跑哪里去,他都在。
God is everywhere, before, behind. There's nowhere we can go where we can escape Him.
他不但发现神的奇妙, 他更发现神是至高的。
David not only found that God is so wonderful, but that He is also lofty and on high.
这个至高的认识, 使得他跟神的地位上能够摆正。
Because this knowledge is too lofty for David, he and God understands his relationship with God. The positions they are in.
我必须承认, 在我生命中最重大的改变, 就是我发现神是至高者。
I must confess, one of the greatest changes happened in my life because I understood that God is the one on high.
当我清楚他是至高者之后, 我就发现我在他面前没什么好争的。
When I am clear that God is the most high one, then I know that there is nothing I can argue against him.
我最需要的是知道, 他到底有什么意思?
What I need to know most of all is what is His will.
既然他是至高者, 我再争有什么意义呢?
Since He is the most lofty one, the most high one, how can I have my own opinion?
因为总有一天我还是要面对审判的。
Because one day I will still face judgment.
我有什么好争的呢?
What do I have to contend for?
我有什么好抢的呢?
What should I fight for?
我有什么好抓的呢?
What should I keep grasping?
他是至高。
Because the Lord is on high.
他喜悦,
as long as He is pleased, then I am satisfied.
所以这个至高是我不能及的。 你知道你发现不但是至高, 甚至发现好像无限。
It's not only that God is most high, but He's infinitely high.
我觉得这个发现是很有福气的。
This discovery is a very blessed one.
这叫我们人生在那个游荡当中呢, 能够归到
This allows us in our wandering paths on earth to once again return to the path that God has.
让我们在偏行自己的路当中呢，能够转回来，让主的路成为我的路。So
that instead of pursuing our own way, we can make God's way our way.
所以这个至高是宝贵的。So
this most high knowledge is very precious.
我希望不但我能够有经历，我希望众弟兄姊妹在新的一年能有丰富的经历。
I hope that brothers and sisters can have a full understanding experience of this in the new year.
这不是你定规的，但是呢，需要主给你开你的眼睛。
This is not something you can think of for yourself, but you need to pray that God can open your eyes to this.
不是说你不承认至高者的存在，他就不存在。
Just because you do not confess that there is this most high God doesn't mean He does not exist.
甚至你不承认他的存在。 但是他至高主宰的作为，在你一切的周围呢，只要你稍微静下心来看，你就能察觉得出来。
Even if you do not confess His existence, if you quiet yourself down and really observe all around you, God's mighty seat His sovereign authority is working everywhere around you.
如果能真正的发现, 你对神的认识要被提升上去。
If you can truly discover this for yourself, then you, your understanding of God will deepen.
而且你跟神的关系不是应该是疏远的, 而是什么? 应该更靠近的, 你居然这个至高者, 他在你, 这么样的关心你, 啊, 你不在乎他, 他还这么样的关心你, 你应当从被动变为主动的来靠近他。
And actually, this understanding will not distance your relationship with God. Rather, it could encourage you to become more active in coming closer to the Lord Himself.
在这篇诗篇的第二面讲到什么? 第二个方面就讲到说, 我往哪里去? 躲避你的灵, 我往哪里去逃? 逃避你的面。
There's a second aspect of this psalm where it says in verse 7, Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?
所以神的灵, 神的面光, 常常可以见到的, 处处可以见到的。
So God's spirit and presence can be seen often and everywhere.
所以当你遇到这样的主的时候, 你觉得顺服他是勉强的吗?
So when we meet such a Lord, do you think that your obedience is just a reluctant one?
我想绝对不会是勉强的。
This should not be a reluctant obedience.
而且不但是不是勉强，他说你的手，无论就是在那里，你的手也引导我，你的右手也扶持我，你发现处处都可以看见神的手在那里工作。
And it says in verse 10, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. You'll see that God's hand is everywhere working in our lives.
所以这叫我们 可以知道说我们不是什么我们摆在一个不能认识他的环境里面。
So we're not placed in a situation where we cannot understand the Lord.
第三方面, 在这里, 我看是哪一节哈, 第14节, 我要称谢你, 因我受造奇妙可畏, 你的作为奇妙, 这是我心深知道的。
There's a third aspect to the psalm, and let's look at verse 14. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well.
后面这句话,你的作为,这是我心,这是中文翻译心,但原文是魂,这是我的魂深知道的。
It says your works are wonderful, and in Chinese it says my heart, but it actually in the original language is my soul knows this full well.
因为讲到心呢,可能比较偏向讲灵这一面。
Because when we think of the heart, often we're talking about the spirit.
但是讲到魂的话呢, 就是人的, 人是灵魂身体, 讲到人的第二部分。
But here it's talking about the soul, which is the second part of man. Man is composed of spirit, soul, and body.
所以不只是心知道, 而且我的思想也知道了。
So it's not only our heart that knows this, but our mind that knows this.
我的情感也知道。
My emotions know this.
我的意志,
My will knows this.
所以这是很宝贵的。神在神以他同在给我们，他同在他作为的经历到一个地步呢，我的心不但被震动了，我的思想从乱的那种情况底下，从远离他的情况底下，能够知道神在做什么，神在我身上有什么，神怎样爱我。
So God's presence can so touch us that even though we might at first be going our own way, but finally our hearts can settle down and that our mind, will, emotions can know what God is doing in our hearts, know that He loves us.
甚至到一个地步, 真是他知道说, 无论到哪里, 他都逃不开神的眼睛看到。
To a point where we can confess that we cannot escape the eyes of God anywhere.
不但眼睛神眼睛看到，他说什么？ 我的你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在册上。And
to a point where we make the discovery, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
当然这是讲基督，在讲我们的主。This
talks about our Lord Jesus.
但是其实很多基督徒也同样经历这一个。But
many Christians also experience this.
他的路好像神已经预定了。It
seems as if their road is all preordained.
我在观察一些人生很有限的人生一些人生的经历，我就发现，好些人他们的生命的这个过程呢， 是被预定很多很多先预定在前面的，然后一直到后面他走到这条路去。
I've been observing some of the lives of brothers and sisters, and it seems as if God has ordained their road, ordained certain things, and they meet them in the future.
我们的日子是主给的，我们的日子为主而活，应该是很顺服主，应该是很理所当然的。
Our days are given to us by the Lord. So for us to live our days for the Lord, this is very natural.
然后呢，还有一节圣经就是，他说，第十七节，神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。
And in verse 17, how precious to me are your thoughts, O God, how vast is the sum of them.
所以这个人他不但心里遇见神，魂里他也清楚了。现在怎么样？他现在发现，他现在反而要想说：“神啊，你在想什么？你的意念，你的意念像我何等的宝贵！不是像我们有时候讲，神的意念是不是叫来什么？神的意念是什么意念
？What is God？
神是慈爱的，神是良善的。
God is kind。
神就是责备我们，都是什么？都要把我们带回来的。”
God always brings us back to Him, even after He rebukes us.
所以他说什么？你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多，不是偶尔发现的，是什么？他经历越，他看见神，他越明白神的心意，他发现神的意念是这么多，是来建造他，是来提升他的。
So this person is able to see how precious God's thoughts are toward him.That God's thoughts are there to build him up, to change him.
有这样的意念的人就什么，逐渐愿意让神的意念成为他的意念。
And this kind of person will want God's thoughts to become his thoughts.
这段话跟那个哥林多前书第二章第九节到第十六节是呼应的话。
This word is very similar to First Corinthians.Chapter 2, verses 9 to 16.
因为哥林多前书第二章第十六节说什么？然后我们有基督耶稣的心为心了，有基督耶稣的心思为心思了。
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, it says, we have the mind of Christ. We should have this mind of Christ.
怎么我们这些从来不想主的人会有基督的心思呢？
How can we have the mind of Christ when we have never thought about Christ?
就是圣灵在这个人身上再做再做再做，然后呢，你的意念是宝贵的，所以呢，我让你的意念成为我的意念，我拣选你的意念，我放下我自己的意念。
This is because of a work God does in us. After we feel more and more how precious God's thoughts are, we can choose to have God's thoughts become our thoughts.
所以教会如果是灵工的话，我们就看见好多弟兄姊妹，他能够从神那里能够得着这个神的意念。然后当他交通出来的时候，我们应该是从当中遇见神。
So, as we are becoming a spiritual house in the church, we can learn God's thoughts, and after this thought is shared among us, then we can really meet the Lord Himself, His presence.
所以当我们聚在一起的是什么？是把神在我们身上，神他的意念、他的心意，要给教会、要给我们个人的，能够带到圣徒当中，让我们一同遇见神，一同经历神。
So when we gather together, we're bringing God's thoughts about His church and sharing it among each other so that we can all meet God face to face and be built up together.
所以在教会里面寻求主不是个意见的相争，而是谁能够蒙主的怜悯，把神的意念带到圣徒当中，这才是宝贵的。
So sharing in the church is not just a discussion or disagreement about opinions, but rather each one of us is getting God's thoughts and bringing it into this gathering.
那弟兄姊妹一起在一起寻求主的时候，我们就在一起伏在主面前，看看当有人受主的感动所带来的是不是真的出于主的。
So when we are seeking God together, we can pray and seek.Whether this sharing of God's thought is really from God Himself.
如果是真的出于主的，我做真的要出于主，我就默然不语。
When we know that
愿主的旨意成就。
When we know that this is truly from the Lord, then we are speechless. We can say nothing because we know that this is from God.
但需要有这样的人，看见神的意念是宝贵的， 能够把神的意念带到神的儿女当中。
But we need people who are able to see how precious God's will is and to bring it among brothers and sisters.
所以圣徒之间如果在一起，就是你一句我一句，只是在那里理由的相争的话，那到底神的意念在哪里？
So when brothers and sisters are together, and if they are only arguing different reasons, where is then the will of God?
我们应该伏在主面前，到底神的意念是不是现在临到了我们？
We must bow before the Lord and ask the Lord Himself, "Is your thought among us?"
所以大家如果是顺服圣灵的话，那圣灵会把甚至给别的弟兄姊妹，是神借着那个弟兄姊妹带来的，但是我们其他顺服圣灵的弟兄姊妹呢，也能感受这是神的意念。
So if we are all obeying the will of the Holy Spirit, then even if another brother or sister brings a sharing of God's will, God's thought, we can also sense it.
这把我们更多的带到主的同在里面，带到一同活在主宝座前的世界。
This could bring us into God's presence, into the reality of living on His throne.
然后到诗篇139篇的第五个方面呢，就是他这个人经历到一个地步呢，他愿意分别为圣了。
And then later in Psalm 139, the psalmist has come to a point where he is willing to separate himself from people of the world.
神所定罪的路，他不走。
The way that God has condemned as wicked, he will not walk.
不是出于神的，他不进入。
If it's something that God is not pleased with,
然后最后呢,
he will not enter into.
他最后就说什么？他说：“求你看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走。”永生的道路。
And in the last verse, he says, "See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting."
我们信主之后走的是什么路呢
？What way do we walk after we have believed on the Lord？
我们信主之后，如果还走世人的路，那我们就跟没信主的没什么差别。
If after we are saved, we still walk in the ways of the world, then we are no different from the world.
但圣灵在我们身上做工，主在向我们显现。是要把我们引到永生的路上。
But the Holy Spirit's work in our lives is to lead us into the life everlasting.
所以，这一个魂的得救是要什么？是灵能够受主的引导，到魂呢也能够顺着永生的路而走。
So the salvation of the soul involves first our spirit being led by the Lord, and then our soul also being led by the Lord.
而这一个呢，如果从彼得前书可以看到。这是需要经过考验的。
And we can see from 1 Peter that this involves a process of trying.
所以在这新的一年，我们求主帮助我们。
So we pray that in this new year, the Lord may help us.
什么是主生命的路，永生的道路
？What is the way or the leading of the Lord that is life everlasting？
不但主能够让我们的灵里面明白，求主让我魂能够明白。
May the Lord help us not only to understand in our spirit, but also understand in our soul.
当主把我们摆在一个考验的环境的时候，愿主为他自己所引导的来做见证。
When God brings us into a time of trial, may the Lord lead us into witnessing Himself.
愿大卫所经历主这样丰盛的同在，我们在这里一同，在这里的弟兄姊妹也一同这样的经历。
May the experience that David has experienced as the psalmist of God's full presence, may we also experience for ourselves.
我真的很盼望每一个弟兄姊妹都能够很第一手的能够得到主那样139篇的带领。
I really hope that each one of us can firsthand experience God's leading according to Psalm 139.
我们相信主如果把我们带到那个魂的得救的时机，我们在教会的聚集里面。一面我们的魂是坚定在主的面前，一面那个圣灵的运行要加倍的，要超过我们想象的那无限量的丰富。
If we are brought into this experience of God's presence, of the salvation of the soul, I believe that the Holy Spirit's work on us will be multifold, even more so than before.
这是彼得告诉我们，在宣扬之前，先在主面前要有的预备。
This is what Peter has told us that we must prepare in our hearts before we declare the Lord's glory.
从人的灵借着圣灵的运行做工，把我们带到魂的得救的时机。
So that our spirit, through the leading of the Holy Spirit, may be led into the salvation of the soul.
愿主纪念他的话， 在我们身上来带领我们。
May God use His words to lead us in the ways ahead.
我们祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们把这些话再交回到你的手中，求你用宝血厚厚的遮盖。
Lord, we bring these words again before your presence, and we pray that your blood can just cleanse them.
带我们真的借着圣灵带我们进入一切真理的实际。
Please lead us into all truth through your Holy Spirit.
不但借着圣灵使我们成为圣洁，也借着圣灵使我们真的顺服这位已经坐在宝座的主，成为在我们生命中那真实的引导。
Lord, please help us become holy through the Holy Spirit, and also lead us through the Holy Spirit to fully obey the one who sits on the throne and to lead us into life everlasting.
愿主得着每一个弟兄姊妹成为主手中宝贵的器皿。
May you gain each one of our brothers and sisters so that we can become this precious vessel before you.
来宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
To declare the glories of the one who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
求你照你的旨意建造你的儿女，成为建造你的教会，成为灵工，也成为每个圣徒成为君尊的祭司，来献上神所悦纳的灵祭。
Please build up each one of us, the church into a spiritual house, so that we can become this royal priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices to you.
谢谢主，还给我们机会。愿主照你的旨意成就你所要成就的。
Thank you for still giving us opportunities. Please help us to do your will.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.